Hello, welcome back to the Innovation Award podcast, on which we'll talk about the nominees for May, either from PHP classes and JS classes. But as usual, we start from the JS classes. Artus, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, let me share my screen here. This one.
This month we had like 5 nominees.
Yeah. Can you see my screen now?
Now it's many windows to see. Okay, I can see your screen.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, okay, the first one I wanted to comment is Power Tech Tools package, which solves OwnSwallow with AngularJS and MathML. That was an interesting combo and an interesting solution. So the author is Carl Holtz from Canada. And basically, yeah, what this package does is it can solve OwnSwallow by provided values, either VATS or OwnSIM resistant. But basically, I was more interested where did AngularJS and MathML come in. Try to check more in the files, and yes, its UI basically is based on AngularJS. Still haven't found the MathML specifically, but in screenshots you can see that it provides this kind of tool that you can provide values and it would solve the equation, the missing values for you, and even providing you the way how it was done.
Yes, I think Carl works with that that area, with electricity or whatever, so this is probably a nice tool for people that need to work that area. I think this is a browser-only application.
Well, he mentioned that it uses browser storage to lock solver history, but it needs to be run from a web server, if not using nwjs.io. There would be some things that run from the server side.
Yeah, it's nicer to see. I've never seen any application that uses MathML. I thought it was one of those standards that nobody uses, but okay, always learning a new thing.
Yeah, and Carl got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. The next package is a JavaScript FOV parser, which can parse and extract information from Flash video files. And it was developed by Dantini Francois from France. And yes, basically, as I think we discussed, similar class in previous time was MPG parser. And then this can extract the information from Flash videos. So before even you upload it, it could try to get some metadata or anything it can about in this way. So I think...
Yeah, that's right. This is, I think it published several variants of the same class. For scanning files, for instance, before you upload them, so you can get some metadata, information about the video file. In this case, it's for Flash video, but they have published others for MPEG and other formats of video files. So it was just a variant of the same package, but it seems to be appreciated.
And the usage is, I think, exactly also the same. Just provide the path to the file, and in the code that you get the data, human reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Dantigni got one ebook of Chess Backpack. So ebooks are off really a popular taken.
Yeah. Well, by the way, starting this month, there will be a new prize that authors can pick, which will be a pro subscription of the Live Coding TV membership. So you get access to the pro features. So this is both for JS classes and PHP classes.
I see. Okay. And the next package is WebFun JavaScript Intent Service Server, developed by Till Wachowski from Germany. And basically, this class can subscribe to a web service, to open specific web service on specific file MIME types by registering web intent and then vouching it. I think also had a demo, but it was not very specific, which is opening the pop-up just to show you that, yeah, basically it was launch the picker up on pick and end on the wing, but yeah, it would be more like if you want to open doc file in Google Docs, for example, probably also has a web service for that, so you can subscribe it with web intent. And yeah, this package like makes it easier, so you won't have to yourself on launch its specific intents yourself. It would register everything that you want to pass it and do it automatically.
Yes, this is interesting because I took a while to review this package because I did not quite understand what it did. So I had to ask the author to actually explain to me what it was doing. And basically what it does is it takes, for instance, a stream of data that could be a given MIME type, and it can be handled by a service that is implemented by this package. And I think that service is something that may actually not run in a browser tab. It could be a worker process. But since I did not try it myself, I'm not sure. I hope I'm being accurate.
Yeah, basically the web intents are itself handling with different URL schemes and data passing URLs. And this specific usage would be probably for that data URI, mostly with specific MIME types. Okay, and I think that's all on my part.
Yeah. Well, okay, on my part, let me share the screen here. Let's see if this works, because I need to find the right window, which I think this is one. Can you see it?
Yes.
So it's showing the Innovation Award winners. So the next package that I would like to comment is called JavaScript Loan Calculator Script. This is a reasonably basic package that can do some calculations on loans. So you can have some script. Well, now this one does not have screenshots, which is a shame, but basically you can do some calculations, just enter the values of loans, and then it show you the number of amortization payments and how much you need to pay each month. Since I don't have loans to any bank or anybody else, I did not try this, but it seemed simple but also useful for those matters. And this one was developed by Joseph from the United States. I think he did not pick a prize because he did not reply to my message to ask which prize he wants. Sometimes these emails do not get to people, but they are entitled to nice prizes, and so they miss the prizes. I still insist on sending emails once and then move on. So, Joseph, if you are listening to this, you are still entitled to a prize, so just let me know. So, the next package that I would like to comment, this one from a top contributor named Anders Toth from Hungary, and he developed a Chrome extension in JavaScript that's called Subtitle Downloader. I wonder if there are some screenshots here, fortunately, that show the package working. And basically, it can take a video file, probably in a server, and extract the video stream. I mean, it takes a video that is on a page, and it extracts the video stream and the subtitles. So you can download them separately using this Chrome extension.
I think that actually he made a similar package before, and we were talking about it and suggesting that it could be a great Chrome extension, so he went and made Chrome extension.
Yes, but by that time I already knew that he developed the Chrome extension.
Oh, I see.
Because it was already nominated.
Yes, so here in the screenshot you can see that it you just use a pull-down menu in the page and you can download the video and the subtitles. This is an unusual package, but as you said, there was a package that can do this without being a Chrome extension, so we can just use some JavaScript code. So for the JavaScript Innovation Award, that is now all now, so we are going to move on to the PHP Innovation Award winners of June. Artros, which ones would you like to comment?
Sharing the screen. Okay, so the first one I wanted to comment is I don't know why, but this name seems to be very, very complicated for me. Stringizer.
Yeah, I think that's it. Stringizer.
Stringizer. Okay, let's keep it that way. Basically, package to manipulate multi-byte text strings as objects. It was developed by Jason Lam, some 604X, probably, from Canada. And yes, basically, it can take a multi-byte string and provide some functions like canalize, concatenate, contains, dasherize, and swiss, start swiss, all the needed string methods that you will ever need, even some interesting ones like is date, is decimal, is email, is number, and stuff like that. So if you need to work
great with collection things, of functions, I think that is one of those packages that try to be the same as others that exist for Java, for instance, just to give an example.
It's even hard to find such a collection of functions for simple strings, and here you have a multi, even for multibytes, so I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, and before you say that this author did not pick a prize, it's because he did not want to, so he's having great fun, which is great. He skipped his own prize, despite there are plenty of nice prizes.
Okay, Jason Webb, haha, I found it. Okay, next. The package is PHP time zone mapper. So the interesting part that it gets the time zone of user for a given latitude and longitude coordinates. So usually on browser side, if you want to detect something like that, you would detect it through browser settings, computer settings. On the server side, you have less access to user system, and if you need to find the user time zone, you would need to provide some additional information. So here you can get from latitude and longitude, which you can get either from IP to location or get it from the browser and then pass to the server. So it provides more flexibility and would really work great in that case. And it was developed by Ahmed Redha from United Kingdom.
Yes, that is actually I'm not sure how he determines it. I think it needs to look on a map to figure which country is it, because even if you are in the similar coordinates, the time zone is different for the same country. So it needs to be what is the actual time zone.
Wow, so, it is a huge file, and I clicked on time screwed.
Oh, okay. I remember. I was trying to remember what it did to actually figure. So it has predefined the shapes of the countries, so we can figure even if he is on the sea, which could happen. I don't know what, if it determines the time zone of some place on the sea. I think it depends to which country that a part of the sea belongs, right?
Probably, yeah. There are time zones, probably more like vertical lines separating. I don't know. It could work in the sea, probably too.
And
Ahmad.
And this package is quite large. I mean, the class itself.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even know if I want to open the file because it will use a lot of memory in the browser to render it as HTML.
Yeah, that's the problem. I did click it, so I hope it will not crash for me.
But let me stop it. Let me close this tab. No, the tab is frozen. The browser is frozen.
Yeah. You did it too. Okay, let me continue for now.
It is showing just part of it for me, but it has frozen for a while. I don't know what it said, that there was a script that was running. I don't know. It's probably some browser extension that was hogging.
Okay, and Ahmed got one ebook of Trace by Pact for this package. You want to share the file or not?
No. It won't. Did your browser crash?
Almost. It does not show in any pages right now. Waiting for it to load.
Oh, this is terrible. And yes. Okay, so we can move on.
I would like to, but it's still trying to load something, I think.
Is it halted your browser?
Yes, it seems so.
Well, I think, and this already, just as a side comment, these packages are imported from GitHub, and it has almost 2 megabytes, and there are many packages that are large, and they take so much memory during the import process that they used to exceed the PHP memory limits. And what happened then is that PHP would crash, well, stop, because it reached the limits. And I had to use another technique. Maybe I will even write an article explaining what happens when you need to deal with large amounts of data and still fit it in PHP memory limits. There is a trick like using temporary files, and I had to use my PHP Git import client change that client to import those files. Okay.
Let me try to open it up again from the start without creating such large files. I don't know.
Oh, did you have to start the browser?
Yes.
Restart the browser?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Open it up again.
I was opening it in Firefox, so hopefully it did not add so much problems. I don't know if it is Firefox, but I have my machine has only 8 gigs. So carry on.
Okay. The next package is Vehicle Simulator by Chi Huang from Vietnam. From Vietnam? No, I think he was from.
He's from France. You just click on the performance tab. Oh, he changed to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh, but he used to live in France, so maybe he got back to Vietnam.
I see. Okay, no problem. And so this package, I hardly understand it, what it do, but it tries to simulate the functions of different vehicle types. There is even an example that you can provide. You can create different vehicle types and provide engine and wheels, and then try some states, subjects on them. But it's still hard for me to grasp what exactly it's meant for.
Well, that is a pretty simple package that just for simulation purposes. You can, but this is very simple, like add wheels, add engine, add this, add that. Probably if you want to implement a more complex system, that structure starts, although simple, it starts making sense.
Okay. Yeah, see, currently I think there is only engine and wheels and travel. Yeah, okay. And she got one downloadable copy of PHP D Professional for this package. The next one is Zephyr Handler Socket Client. Access MySQL database tables as NoSQL with Handler Socket. So Zephyr was the PHP-like but statically typed language, right? Which we learned about it recently from...
Yeah, this is actually a cool language. I don't know... I actually wrote an article just to let people know about that PHP classes now can also import packages in Zephyr language. It is very similar to PHP, but it is more strictly typed, so it can be used to compile into native PHP extensions that can run faster because it is strictly typed. The code itself, can you show the code in your the package? Just one example so people can see it.
Example specifically? I'm trying the client. Can you see it?
Okay. No, wait. I'm clicking in the wrong window because I'm trying to see many things at the same time.
You need more monitors.
No, because I was monitoring the live coding chat. Let me switch to the right window. Okay. Can you see me?
Yes, I can see. Not what you're sharing. You're with.
No. Okay. Now I can see. Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, basically, you see that I think that you can provide types whose kind of annotations.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now we have real types here.
Yeah. So the extension Zap is Zephyr, right?
Yeah.
So.
It looks quite much as PHP with types.
Exactly.
And
I'm trying to do something here, but I'm not able because it is shrinking the window.
It's no dollar signs for variables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me, because I wanted to see the chat in the live coding. And I was not able to detach the window. So I think now I'm better because I made the window appear on top. Okay. So you can
hear me. Yeah. So the Zephyr part was the language similar to PHP. And the other part, it actually creates a client that accesses MySQL tables as NoSQL. So basically, in this case, what it means, you don't need the NoSQL language to query, but you have such predefined methods where you provide the values or the whole columns, all columns in our array, for example, to update or to get them and stuff like that. So the querying is more like NoSQL languages, but probably there is no other features from NoSQL like multi-level documents or speedups. But still, in some cases, it would be much easier to query or generate queries programmatically like that rather than from through SQL language.
Yes, what this class does something that is very unusual. Well, usually you use SQL statements to query a MySQL database, but in this case, you can just access the tables directly, and it should be faster. Now, what is even cooler about that package is that the actual client is written in Zephyr, which is basically a similar language to PHP. Just so you understand the level of certain classes that appear here are very sophisticated. Others are very simple, but this one caught me in an unexpected position because I have to understand. I have to learn what is Zephyr. I have to understand how that you actually can access a MySQL database with a NoSQL interface via socket connections, and what queries it can perform, which are not SQL based. I don't know. It's probably faster to access those tables. So another detail is that the tables can be either accessed via SQL or without SQL with that socket interface. I think this is a feature of MySQL 5.6. And this is interesting because lately we are starting a new initiative, which is to talk about PHP and MySQL and JavaScript optimization techniques. So this may be an interesting topic to get back, not just about PHP and MySQL, but also performance optimization tricks. Okay.
Okay. And it was developed by Viktor Bolshov from Russia. And he got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package. The next package is Simple Flash Messages, developed by Yuri Tkachenko from Russia. And basically, it can generate HTML markup to display like a notification or a message with different CSS frameworks. It supports Bootstrap 3, Bootstrap 4 Foundation, Semantic, Simple UI Kit, and so this message, and the usage is quite, this is the example. Was the usage? I remember I saw the usage somewhere. The usage was quite simple, that you just create a create a new flash and enter the message, or use it statically, and it would generate the HTML code and return it, and you just output it in your template or wherever you want it.
Yes, it's pretty simple. The package it does just generate warnings. Now, if you prefer a different CSS framework, it provides you options, so that is why it was considered innovative.
Yeah, and Yuri got a PHP Storm IDE 1 year subscription for this package. And the last package I wanted to mention is PHP Ajax Table. So similarly as this previous package, it would also generate some HTML code and JavaScript code. It was developed by Joubert Redrat from Brazil. And yes, basically it can dynamically generate HTML tables using Ajax. It would even generate, I think, jQuery code with a configuration that would define the tables, rows, and can also create pagination of your table too with some configuration.
Yeah, what this package does is to display those regular listings of paginated data from the database, and the nice thing is that it sends Ajax requests to the server just to retrieve the data, not the whole HTML. So it just retrieves the HTML and the data for the cells and inserts it with JavaScript. So it's both a PHP and a JavaScript combination.
Yeah, as I understand,
make it faster.
It will be a PHP. PHP code to generate the JavaScript code that would generate the table and retrieve the data.
Yes, exactly. It also has to land on the Ajax requests on the server side, because you need to get that data from somewhere. It's not predefined.
Yes. And yeah, here is the code example how it can be done. Creating the columns, adding a column to build. It would generate the configuration for the jQuery plugin. Joubert got one big PHP and flash mask.
It's one of these. I usually put it in the background, but just so people know, I cannot show it enough in detail. This is the PHP elephant that is also the logo. PHP classes. So, as you may see, this now Innovation Award winners may also pick that prize. And usually it is the first place that picks this prize, because everybody wants to have an elephant. So if you are listening to this, especially our new friends that are watching in live coding, if you send innovative packages, you can also get one of these. And later, one of these, which are trophies for the winners of the year. So, I think you covered yours. So let me talk about mine. Let me share the screen here in this bunch of windows that I have opened.
Just share the right
one. This is terrible. Could this be one? Is it showing the?
Yes.
Okay. So the first package that I wanted to comment is one that also I had to ask the author what it does, because it was not very obvious. It is basically a package made of classes that is a WordPress plugin that can import content from other sources. Let's say you want to write an article in WordPress, and that you want to show, for instance, some content from Wikipedia. Instead of typing the whole content, you just can put some marks in the actual article, and it will just insert that content, so you don't have much effort. So this is actually a cool plugin for WordPress, and it seems to support Markdown, as it says here. So now Markdown is very, very popular, and it can import local files, even database query results, which is useful, and even responses to remote APIs. So this is a cool package by Bimal Podel from Nepal. Bimal did not yet respond to the message to ask which files he wants it, so it is not assigned. So Bimal, if you are watching this, please contact the site to get the price that you want to pick. So the next package is from Jero Krateski. I'm spelling this right.
It's hard to tell. No. Jero Krateski. I'm not German.
It's German, but sounds Polish or which should be closer to you. Maybe you could know. I don't know if your language has similar words or names with these letters. So you probably
not exactly. Know better.
So basically, what this package does, it's a micro framework that handles API REST HTTP requests using the React PHP framework. The React PHP framework is one for asynchronous programming. This means that you can do many things in parallel. For instance, if you are accessing files or remote pages or databases, you can use asynchronous programming to perform those actions at the same time. And this package is a micro framework to handle implement APIs that use asynchronous programming, probably to handle requests faster. Let's say if you want to perform multiple parallel operations in your API request call, and it will do it faster. So this package was developed by Guillermo, and the rest of the name I give up because it's hard for me. But also I tried to contact Guillermo, and so far I did not get a response, so it has no price assigned to him yet. The next package is from a long-time author, Orazio Prince from Italy, and he developed something that looked usual, but it's not so usual, because it can get the postal code of a city or a city of a postal code for locations in Italy. It uses an API, so it makes it more reliable than some geocoding APIs that you can find out there. So this could be a good solution for applications for posting packages or mail, postal mail in Italy. So let's move on to the next package. This one is, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that Orazio picked as prize Source Guardian PHP encoder tool that we mentioned before. Source Guardian is one of those commercial tools that can protect your code by encoding it. So if you don't want to give your code to other people, that's what Source Guardian tool can do for you. So moving on, the next package that I want to comment is PHP the SportsDB. It gets game information from the SportsDB site API. So this is interesting if you are a sports fan and you want to get some information about games or championships that are going on. The SportsDB site has that information, and so this package uses the API to retrieve this information about the games. Okay, so this package was developed by Jelly Brecht. Sorry, Jelly, if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. And he picked as prize one copy of Como IDE, which is a long time IDE that supports PHP and other languages. So it was a good choice. Next package that we are going to comment. This also made me wonder what exactly it would do, because web dev is to be more popular in the past. So this package developed by Ismail Sakar from Turkey can send and receive a calendar events. So for instance, you have an event scheduled to send a date, you can send and receive from a given server that supports WebDAV. WebDAV is an extension of PHP, HTTP protocol for editing files collaboratively. So this is a great package. And I think Ismail picked Zen Studio Prize, but I'm waiting for some information from him, so I can assign it. So kudos to Ismail. The next package that I'm going to comment is similar to one that you previously commented that was in JavaScript. So it's the same package, but it's in PHP. It is a package from Akobayan from Armenia. And he developed a package that can scan a string, parse it, and extract, actually see if it has brackets that open and close by the correct order. So this could be to make a quick syntax check on files. Basically, you could use it, like for instance, if somebody sends you a JSON string, you just want to check if it is with the correct syntax, you can pass it to this class and check, make not full checks, but at least check if the bracket sequence syntax is correct. So far, Jakob has not yet picked the prize, but I think it will be his turn to pick the prize. The last package that I want to comment is called a Falcon Cashier, which is a package from Tien Tran from Vietnam, and it can perform operations with subscription services for payments done by the Stripe platform. Stripe is sort of a competitor to PayPal to take internet payments, and this package can do many things that are useful for people that are need to handle subscriptions, like handling coupons or upgrading subscriptions, cancel, generate invoices. So it's pretty complete, this package. So this package has not yet assigned a prize because I think the author did not pick it yet. So with this, we practically ended this PHP and JavaScript Innovation Award edition. Great packages that we nominated here. Everybody should be encouraged to also send great packages either to PHP classes or JS classes, so you can earn nice prizes and recognition as all these people that we mentioned received. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.